your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Here's the owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonaire, Eddie Scholler, and Hall of Fame hockey legend Brett Hull.
Eddie, I was just telling some friends about Fast Eddie's Bonaire, and I just didn't have the words to describe it.
Well, Brett, I've had that same problems for years. The words I use are, you know, it's a lot of fun, it's huge, it's an adventure.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. This place is more than a bar. I mean, the coldest beer, the best live entertainment, everyone knows about the great food, but Fast Eddie's is far more than that.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of like, I don't know anybody that's been to heaven, but I'll bet you that's hard to describe, too.
Well, I sure hope I get to heaven.
You're telling
me. I can tell you that.
You're telling me.
Fast Eddie's experience is tough to describe, but all I know is it is fun.
Man, I'll tell you what, we've been here 35 years, and it explains itself. I don't know if it's as good as heaven, but it might be heaven on earth.
Well, I would write it down in your notes in your phone, because once you get home, the experience is going to be hard to remember. I've been all over the world, and there's only one Fast Eddie's Bonaire. So if you're 21, head over to Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bonaire in Alton.
In the time you've spent listening to this radio spot, you could have completed and submitted an entire expense report with a simple picture of your receipt. That's all it takes for you to get back to work and for your business to run more efficiently. To learn more and discover all the ways Concur helps manage your company's expenses, just go to tryconcur.com for a free test drive.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
Try the new Turkey Italiano Melt from Subway with tender, juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni. Fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Girls who put out on the first date.
Well, that's not who you want to, you know, spend the rest of your life with and take home to mom. No.
Those you keep secret.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 9th edition of Pinions Playhouse as spring tries to make a brief early introduction, giving everybody a little taste of what it's like in case you forgot. It won't be long now. This will be regular weather fare. We are brought to you today by Amini's, under the Copper Dome, home of the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley. There's only one other store like it, and that's the other, Amini's in Kansas City, Missouri. I'll tell you why you might want to go check this place out after this.
Hey!
All right. Got a nice email from a young guy. Dear Frank, I'm 18 years old, just graduated from high school. I think I would love to be a control board operator at a radio station.
Really?
My goal is to be as good as Eon the Peon. Well, I wrote him back and I said, Peon would appreciate that. I said, but you might as well give that goal up because you never will be.
Yeah.
No one could
be. Keep trying.
Keep trying, buddy.
Yeah.
You'll only continue to
be
disappointed.
Frustrated.
Yeah. It's no different than, let's say, give me somebody who is a master of an instrument and nobody can play like they do.
Oh, like Liberace on the piano or...
Maybe another example. Maybe not Liberace.
Frankie Yankovic on the accordion.
Frankie Yankmedic. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Frankie Yankovic.
Yankovic.
Yeah, what is it?
I think Yankovic.
Yeah, the accordion. Who plays the accordion like Frankie Yankovic? Nobody.
Nobody.
And you're the Frankie Yankovic of the control board.
Yankovic.
And so, young man, I appreciate the email, but you might want to move on because someone else has already mastered running the control board in a way that you never will be. His name is Eon the Peon, and he'd like to say hi to his sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more, Mark and Jason would love to sit down with you and create a strategy, long-term investment plan specifically for you to help you that has long-term historic returns. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan, did you notice how Peon changed that up
and
made it more conversational? Like,
yes.
To help you.
Yeah.
He's really come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
That endorsement thing.
I've been practicing.
Way to go, Peon.
Thank you.
Dan Strauss is in the house. His daughter's a fantastic singer. I didn't say his trouser mouse yet.
No.
Zip it back up. All right. Well, you have to wait till I see with his trouser mouse. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. There it is. You can barely see it, but there it is. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
You missed it earlier, folks. He played his daughter Alyssa singing. What a great voice. She's going places. And I think the first place she'd probably like to go is away from Dan. Maybe as far
away. Oh, she is.
Far away.
She'll be going to college soon.
Yeah. She's going to go to college in August.
Yeah. And, she's turned out great and good for you. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And, I got another email. Another young man writes, getting ready to graduate from high school. Have always been fascinating in the, something processing business. What does that look like, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's it. Cheese processing.
Wow.
Should I consider getting into that? And I gave it to Peon. He wrote him back. And Peon just basically said, no, cut the cheese plans.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what he said. Cut those. Good advice, Rat Boy. That's already, a lot of people doing that already. Hey, give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. They never miss a note. They never miss a note. Yeah. We don't spend a lot of time. In fact, for most of our lives, we never had a real decent patio. We had a deck when decks became... When was that all of a sudden houses had decks on them? Nobody had a deck when I was a kid. And somebody came along and said, hey, let's build a deck on the back of houses, and everybody will want one. And sure, they did. Every subdivision, houses had decks, but we never had any decent patio furniture. We would always go the cheap route. Oh, let's get that. That's real cheap. And it was cheap, not just in price. It was garbage. And things started tearing, breaking, bolts coming loose, and webbing that would shred, and then we finally, after all these years, did it right and got some, I mean, really great patio furniture. It was not inexpensive, but it wasn't overpriced. See, overpriced is when you buy something and it falls apart and you have to buy it again. That's overpriced. When you buy it and it lasts forever is the wrong word. I mean, come on, forever? But pretty close to it. That's when you've gotten your money's worth, and that's what Amini sells. Their biggest, single biggest department where they ring up more sales than any other is patio furniture. And I know a lot of people don't realize that because they think of it as pinball machines and arcade games and shuffleboard and home theater furniture and that Jaffe lighting section upstairs, which is tremendous. That's the other thing. We have the same horrible light hanging in our dining room. Well, we've been in our house. It'll be Ooh, my goodness. Next month, April, 29 years. And just within the last year, we finally took that thing down and put a nice fixture up. And you know where we bought it? A Meanies upstairs in the Jaffe Lighting Department. But their biggest category, and right now is when, now's the time to jump in and get it. While the selection is tremendous, and while there's, they have a lot of stuff on sale because some of it is last year's, some of the, you know what's funny? When they change patio furniture, like, well, that's the 2014. Who would know? I don't know that. Who cares? I don't care. Comfortable is comfortable. Durable is durable. And quality is quality.
Fire's a fire.
And a grill's a grill. And no something barbecue, mall.
They don't advertise anymore.
No, what happened?
Are they
to
still
that?
Around?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
I think so. And now back to Amini's.
Sorry.
Great patio furniture. And you'll sit in it and you'll say, we don't have furniture in our house as comfortable as this. You like those fire pit tables? I do. We finally got one. Got glass beads in it. You turn on the propane thing and flames come out of the middle of the table. I love that. But as I've told you years ago, I have a fire problem. As a kid, I started a couple of fires, but I don't do that anymore. I just sit and stare at it on the table. It is fantastic furniture. This is a great store. This store, it's almost like somebody sat down and said, what's a store we can build that Frank would really like and he'd go nuts in? And they did it. And it's Amini's, and you will too. Give yourself time. Walk the store. They have everything from products for $100, $200, $300 to $150,000. They have pool tables from $1,000 to $40,000, $50,000. You say, how can a pool table cost $50,000? Well, you start inlaying pearl and hand-carved legs, and yeah, the price starts running up. You just want a good slate table, $1,000 will get it. Amini's, what a place. Go in. Tell them you're AM and the PM. Meet Eric. Meet Bridget. Meet R.S. Amini if he's there. Make sure they know who you are. Be proud that you're AM and the PM. Wear it proudly. I'm here because I'm AM and the PM. You get the royal treatment in the valley, Chesterfield Valley. AMINIS, Amini's, Amini's.com. I feel like I kind of shorted Matheny earlier, and I just want to take 1 second because I talked about their maintenance contract for your heating and cooling system. And most homes have one. They have one central system. And for $150, twice a year, they go through things that... Here, condenser coil gets cleaned. Electrical connections are all checked for tightness. They check the safety devices. They check the blower components for wear and tear. They change the filter. They check the refrigerant level. They clean the condensation drain. Lubricate the motors and bearings as needed. Check the temperature drop and rise. Check the thermostat. Disconnect the humidifier for summer operation. Clean and adjust the controls and sensors. Clean the burners. I'm not through. And that's $150 twice a year. And there are some exceptions, like if you have a humidification system or electronic filtration system, yeah, another $20 or something for each of those things. But for as little as $150, twice a year they come out and go, okay, you're good to go. Good idea. We have listeners everywhere. Well, you guys know we've taken calls from Afghanistan.
Yes.
Somebody listening live. And got a listener. This guy's name is Craig Salisbury. He's a... Craig Salisbury lives in Alaska, and he's a big listener, and I know him. I consider him a friend. He is a resident of Alaska, but he has a motorhome, so he kind of is all over the place and travels, and his wife, Barbara, they love to travel, and I learned something. I thought I'd share this with you. It's very interesting. His brother, who's a cattle rancher in, I don't know, Montana or somewhere. And I got to do a little digging. You know how you meet somebody and they don't tell you something that's, if you found it out, you'd go, you got to be kidding me. Your great-great-great-great-grandfather was president of the United States. They're just modest about it. You know the type. You have to find it out on your own. Follow me on this. Craig Salisbury, his great-great-great-great-grandfather, Walter Salisbury, was a cattle rancher and had a big like meat processing company, whatever that was way back then. It wasn't as sophisticated as they are now, but he was in the meat business. And he loved meat, and he loved to eat meat, and he loved to
experiment with different cuts of meat. And Walter Salisbury, that was his great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, was widely known as the guy who could cut meat like nobody could cut meat. And he happened to just kind of experimenting, stumble on a particular cut of meat for a steak. And Craig Salisbury shared this steak with friends, and they all loved it. They said, "This is a great steak. We've never had this cut of meat before." And one of his buddies, a guy named Ezra McCaleb, a friend of Walter Salisbury, said, "Walter, you ought to sell at the different butcher shops this particular steak that you've discovered, and you ought to be the guy to name it." So for the steak that many of us love, you know, you can thank Craig Salisbury for it every time you cut into a porterhouse steak.
Wow.
He came up with it, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, that's Craig Salisbury. It's a Walter Salisbury.
What a great story.
The porterhouse. That's a true story.
Wow.
That's a true story. Now, aren't you interested in why, you know, why porterhouse? He had a porter that worked for him. He had a little house out inside the edge of his ranch, and he named it after the porter.
I never saw that coming.
The porter's house.
No.
Yeah, yeah, that's a true story, and I had to find that out on my own.
I believe it.
You never know. You know, you just never know. When you we have listeners with all kinds of great stories. Robert Conrad, I don't know why I even thought of him. Does anybody remember the old commercials? We had a battery on the show.
Yeah, the Ever Ready battery.
Dare you to knock this battery off. Yeah, he's a little bitty guy.
Go ahead and knock
tough
it off.
Guy. Yeah, knock it off. He was one of those little guys that tried to be a tough guy. So I just looked at him. He's still alive. I thought he was dead.
Wow.
You've never heard anything or seen anything from Robert Conrad,
no.
Have you, for the last 30
no.
years? Well, he's 70 years old. He's still around. And let's talk briefly about this Harrison Ford thing. I got to tell you something that really bothers me. Harrison Ford was in a plane crash last week and landed a plane on a golf course. And when I watched TV and heard the newscaster say, "Many are calling Harrison Ford, he's being hailed by many as a hero."
For what?
Thank you. We got to stop using this word hero. They say there's no telling how many lives he saved by sending it out. Let me tell you something, folks. I got about 3,000 hours. I flew for quite a while. Harrison Ford is not a hero. Harrison Ford did exactly what every other pilot would do, and that is, you got a problem, in his case, engine quits. You look down and go, "Where can I land?" Okay, ooh, there's a golf course. He's not a hero. He didn't save any lives. It wasn't a decision of, "Oh, my goodness, there's a big crowd of people and their families and the carnival. Do I kill them?" Or no. You know what? A hero to me is a guy, in many cases, who risks his own life, or in some cases gives his own life for others. He didn't want anybody. And here's the other thing. They're talking about what a great pilot he is. This guy's been in 3 accidents now.
I know.
I don't know. And I've known a lot of pilots. I don't know one pilot that has been the pilot when there were 3 different accidents. So I'm not saying this one was his fault or any of them were. I just think, no, he's not a hero. He's just a guy who's lucky enough to have money to have some planes and a helicopter, and he had a problem and he put it in a golf course. That says, let's stop this hero thing for everybody. Now, the other thing I was discussing with another baby boomer older person, or we're all getting older, was an expression you never hear anybody say anymore. And as soon as I say it, you're going to remember hearing your parents say it. "Well, I took the car in for a tune-up."
Oh, yeah.
Nobody says that. There is no tune-up anymore. They don't do that because that was points and plugs and carburetor adjustment. No, we don't have a tune-up anymore. Now, I mentioned that I watched a documentary that I really enjoyed, and don't laugh when I say this, but my wife and I were, I think it was Saturday, we were looking, we want to go to a movie, go out to a movie, do we want to find something on demand to watch? So we found something, and it was the Backstreet Boys documentary. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed it. I like their music. I like
NSYNC.
I like Boys to Men. And you know what I like about it? It's good intelligible. You can hear the words. They're love songs. They're not mean.
And their harmony's good.
The harmony's fantastic. Yeah. And do you know the story of Backstreet and NSYNC and how they got started?
No.
It was that one...
that big fat loser.
Manager, yeah. Agent,
Lou Pearlman.
Yes.
Lou Pearlman was a billionaire and a great big weird guy that I'm just going to tell you, I'm as sure as I can be, this guy was kind of a pervert. He ended up getting young boys... He's in prison.
Yeah.
He's in prison.
What was it? Was it related to that?
Ponzi scheme.
Okay, yeah.
He owed $300 million to people that he didn't have to pay them. And this guy was into everything. But he takes these boys, and in every case, these are boys who are from some sort of dysfunctional family.
Single parent.
Or have no direction, or they're in little bitty towns and they want to break out. So he puts them together, and to his credit, he creates Backstreet Boys. And again, I like them. They're on my iPod. NSYNC's Boys to Men's on my iPod. So, not all their stuff, but three or four songs each. So, Pearlman creates this group, and then like Colonel Parker and a lot of these people, down the road, they realize, wait a second, we've been on tour busting our butts, all this choreography, a lot of work, and we have not a whole lot of money, and Lou Pearlman has jillions of dollars. He screwed them. So, they sued him. And then while they're still performing before they got back, they just got back together after 20 years and they're touring now, they find out through the grapevine or a news article or something, there's a new group called NSYNC. They're his too. He created their competition.
Yeah.
So he was a genius in a sense, but I'm convinced he was a pervert. Because when they interviewed this documentary is really good, and they talked about going over to Lou's house, and Lou had a lot of money, and he had a game room downstairs, and he let him play video games. Everything they were saying just smacks of a pedophile, you know?
Oh, yeah.
A guy with no family, a guy who loves to have young boys come over, and then one of the guys, Nick Carter or somebody, says...
I think there were accusations that he...
Oh, there were. Nick Carter's mom says there were, and Carter won't address it. Which tells me he just doesn't want to talk about it. But, you know, one of the kids said, well, the first porn I ever saw was at Lou's house. Red flag. Okay, you go over to a guy's house, he shows you porn, you're a teenager. Guy was weird. Well, he's in prison now, and he's not going to get out. He's supposed to get out 2029. He'll be dead by then. Lou Pearlman. Great story. Backstreet Boys documentary. If you get a chance to watch it, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Ladies, if you haven't watched it and you can go online and get it or you recorded it, if you're like my wife, and I think tonight she will watch it, I have to be ready and take my vitamins because Chris Hemsworth was the host. And I haven't seen but just a couple of clips of it. I've now added a guy to my list of the guys I want to come back looking like. Kevin Costner is one. Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth makes Brad Pitt look like the Elephant Man. This guy is chiseled. His jaw, his face, his eyes, his mouth. Everything about this guy, you look at him and go, what would it be like to look like you? Did you see it, the show, Peon?
No.
Did you record it?
I don't know if I think I did.
What I've seen looks really good. I think he did a great job. And he's one of those really good-looking guys who can make fun of that and have fun with the fact that everybody thinks he's so good-looking. So Chris Hemsworth, SNL, looks like did a really, really good job. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I haven't done a lot of blonde jokes lately. It's time to bring back one of the all-time great blonde jokes. And this is a result of a guy that I met over the weekend who restores cars, something I could never do. He takes a old shell of a car and full restoration, and that's what he likes to do. So this is a story of a guy who is completely rebuilding a car that was his dream car when he was in high school. Like a lot of people have that. Oh, it was a GTO or a Mustang or whatever. And he's got the 65 Mustang, and he's just at the final stages of getting it perfect. And his blonde wife, he is remarried to a young blonde wife.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, babe, he said, you need to come out here. I want you to help me with something. He said, I've had a little glitch in the left turn signal with his Mustang. If you'll go stand behind the Mustang, and I will turn on the left turn signal, and I just want you to just yell whether it's working or not. So she says, okay. She goes and stands behind the car and says, I'm ready. And he pulls down the lever for the left turn signal. She says, it's working. It's not working. It's working. It's not working.
Meet me. Let's get a look at traffic now and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, I guess with the cloud cover and that, the sunshine slowdowns, it's really eliminated that. You're just a little heavy on westbound 40 now between Kings Highway and McCausland. You're also slow 141 through Timberlake Manor. We just got a report of an accident with injuries on westbound 30 east of Dolores. We're headed down that way now. Looking at Highway 44, no delays there. Eastbound 40 is slowing from near Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. On northbound 55, that right lane is heavy at Park. They've cleared the crash on eastbound 70 at West Florissant, so you've thinned out there. On eastbound 270, you've got a jam up that goes from midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170, northbound 170 between 70 and Airport Road. And on northbound 270, you're a bit heavy in those right lanes from Page up through Highway 70. And this traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise, up 3.5% since last year. Get an in-depth salary forecast by visiting accounttemps.com/salarycenter. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected.
Helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Spring is here, and that means St. Patrick's Day parades all over the place, which means a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of green beer, and a whole lot of waiting in line for porta-potties. You're going to find out that R&R Sanitation porta-potties are the best hands down, which is why all the major St. Patrick's Day parades use R&R Sanitation. And if they don't, I wouldn't go to the parade, because R&R Sanitation porta-potties are bigger, they're cleaner, they're dropped off and picked up at a moment's notice. So, going forward, if you're in charge of a street festival or having some work done on the house or in charge of a charity event and you need porta-potties, there's only one place to turn to. St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, that means they're cleaner, longer, picked up and dropped off, and of course, they're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They're cleaner, longer, and they're just better. rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a region's business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Ever wonder what the softest carpet on earth is? It's Smart Strand Silk by Karastan. There's nothing more luxuriously soft or more durable than carpet made of Smart Strand Silk. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. If you've been putting off buying carpeting because you haven't found any that's different than the one you already have on your floor, your wait is finally over. Smart Strand Silk is the only premium soft carpet with built-in stain and soil protection that never wears or washes off. It has exceptional durability and is on sale now at an incredible 30% off. In addition to that, Karastan's entire line of premium wools are also 30% off. So give your home the beauty it deserves and take advantage of Karastan's wool and silk sale and save 30% off the entire line this month only at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Get organized for less than you think with a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody, McGraw-Millhaven. If you need organizing, St. Louis Closet Company can help. Master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, garages, entertainment centers, playrooms, Murphy beds, and so much more. Call them today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. Having organized closets is listed in the top 10 reasons why people buy homes, so now is the perfect time to invest in your home. St. Louis Closet Company will work with you and your budget to create a place for everything in your home. St. Louis Closet Company at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. I had wasted space in my house. I had St. Louis Closet Company come out and measure and shape and create a closet. Now that space no longer wasted, a perfect closet. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. You need a closet, you need St. Louis Closet Company.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
Here's St. Louis Home Retention Group President Steve Scallon talking about the company's impeccable reputation.
Hey, listen, we here at St. Louis Home Retention Group are very, very proud to be able to come on the air and tell all St. Louis area homeowners that we now have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. What that means is that we go through our services and provide a passion, a level of commitment, and a quality of service. The area homeowners here in St. Louis who have a difficult time making their mortgage payments can now go to a company here locally where they can come sit across the table from me and know that they are going to get a very, very high level of passion, commitment, and quality of service. We look forward to hearing from you. Please give us a call if you have any questions pertaining to your ability to save your home.
Call Steve or Doug Skyron at St. Louis Home Retention Group right now, 636-527-5121. Or online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
Kitchen and bath renovations can be very time-consuming and expensive, but they don't have to be. The team at Cabinets Flooring and More can make the process of designing, choosing, and finishing your remodeling project affordable and worry-free. They have certified interior designers on staff and their own installation crews, not subcontractors, to make your project a reality. Visit their massive warehouse showroom on Manchester Road near Hampton today, or visit them online at cabinetsflooringandmore.com. Cabinets Flooring and More, quality products at unbelievable prices.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Stages St. Louis season subscriptions are on sale now at stagesstlouis.org.
Try the new turkey Italiano melt from Subway with tender, juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni. Fresh toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
Well, normally we're jealous of the weather in Southern California. Not so much right now. Maybe we'll be again for a short time, and then it'll be spring. A man who lives where it's always spring or blazing hot summer, Mike Evans. He's with us courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I don't have it in front of me, but I got the greatest email from somebody who had never been to Annie Gunn's. And they said, we've been to pretty much every big deal restaurant in St. Louis. For whatever reason, we've never been there. And said in the email, it is the best restaurant we have ever eaten in St. Louis. And I just thought, you could tell these people knew the other restaurant. So thank you for that. You'll see what they're talking about when you make your reservation. They're closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions. Smokehouse is right next door. Annie Gunn's Restaurant Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, the east end of everything. And here from the Coachella Valley in Southern California, Mike Evans. What is that, Coachella? Is that an Indian reservation?
Coachella is the name of a...
Indian reservation, I think.
Yes, it is a tribe.
Are you not Indian? Are you American Indian? Native American
No, I'm
Indian?
Not.
Okay. What is your nationality?
I'm Italian and Welsh.
Hey, I'm Welsh.
Whoa.
You guys can be related.
We're not brothers, but I'm Welsh, and I don't know what else, but I know there's some Welsh in there. Like, it matters to me. It doesn't. I've never been the guy that goes online for that heritage ancestry thing.
Well, the most popular Welsh name, is, you know, in the United States, it's Smith. In Wales, it's Evans.
Get out.
No, more Evans in Wales than any other name.
And do you know the most common name in the world? I guess I'm sure you do. The most common name in the world is...
I'm going to guess. Let me guess.
Okay.
Chin.
Muhammad.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. What's going on, Homer?
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the hot Oscar-winning actress who plays a mean flute. We're talking about professional quality flute player here.
Skin or regular flute?
Just... Oh, please don't get nasty. I'm begging her.
You're nasty.
I'm begging her. Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
Halle Berry.
Oh. Here, play
Nicole
this flute.
Kidman.
Oh, yeah. I can see any of them playing the flute.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Regarding Harrison Ford's plane crash, more and more people are starting to say, that's really ridiculous. I talked to a friend of mine who flies out of Santa Monica all the time. He goes, well, you know, there's been a dozen or so planes that have lost power and have gone down in that golf course. One that went down 3 years ago about less than 100 feet from where Harrison Ford's plane went down. He says, I guess it's 3-1. When you take off on that runway, the pattern of flight is they turn you left right over the golf course. So people that take off and their power goes out, they're going to land on the golf course.
Yeah, so would you agree with me? He's not a hero.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going. I mean, there really was no other place for him to go.
Yeah.
And at 72, I did a little digging. 99.999% of the pilots in this country have had two or more accidents in 20 years. He's had three. One was a helicopter.
Thank
you. In 5 years.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know.
Just because you're famous doesn't mean or you've done it a lot, doesn't mean you're a great pilot.
Yeah. Love Nuggets, and I know how much my close personal friend, Frank O'Pinion, loves the Love Nuggets.
You know I do.
There was a story quoting Kim Kardashian that she and Kanye West wanted to have another baby. She says, we're having sex 500 times a day.
500?
500 times a day. She was questioned on it the next day, and she goes, well, actually, it's only about 20 times a day.
Yeah, that's
well, I
stupid.
Questioned that.
That's
20
just
times a day.
Why would even somebody print such a stupid statement?
500 times a day, exactly. And yet those stories are still out there that they're talking about. You know, there's both I've seen divorce attorneys in the last couple of months.
So. Oh, there's a surprise.
Over the weekend, I guess between the 20 or 500 sex, procedures, Kim managed to pose for over 200 nude photographs.
Ooh, yeah.
For another future nude pictorial.
Yeah, Opiance says, oh, yeah, I do not find her that.
Oh.
Her face is beautiful.
Hey,
that
once
butt.
A porn skank, always a porn skank.
Yeah,
that's the way that goes.
That's what I see.
There you go. Odds and ends tomorrow. I'm going to head over to Will Ferrell's Desert Smash tennis event.
Stop it.
Yeah, you ever been there?
No.
It's a great charity event for research of cancer. They let people to show up. Actually, you go and rally a little bit with the celebrities. At least they have in the past. I'm guessing they'll do the same kind of thing. Will Ferrell brings a bunch of his friends also signed up that'll be there. Justin Bieber, Kevin Hart.
That'd keep me away.
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
Jim Parsons and others. Movie news, the new Toy Story will not pick up where the last one left off. And while regulars are back, like Woody and Buzz, they are going to be finding romantic interests. Maybe they should call it the new sex toy story.
No, I see what you did there.
Did there?
Yeah.
Now that's going on the edge, gentlemen, without ruining the BQ. And there's going to be a new live-action Barbie movie.
About time.
Which brings me to this date in history. Born on March 9th, 1959, the Barbie doll. On this date, 1959, Mattel Toys wheeled out the Barbie doll for the first time. And another birthday, March 9th, same day, 1959. Oh, I guess you'd call it like a live male version of the Barbie doll. Birthday today, my old buddy, Cato Kaelin.
Oh, he's the greatest.
Now, is he the best?
Yeah.
Don't you just love Cato?
What a career he's having.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
No.
I just accidentally said that.
No, sure you didn't.
Uh-huh. No, you didn't.
Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. And finally.
You know what? That SNL does a skit called The Californians every once in a while.
I
and that's what Cato Kaelin reminds you of. When people saw him who didn't live in California, they go, yeah, that's your typical California.
He really is. I mean,
yeah.
But California is still the best.
Best
even with the traffic and everything else.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you, you know, make a list of pros and cons, it's a beautiful state. And it's big enough that it's got everything. Go up north, you want some rain and clouds and cool. You want mountains. You want...
From where I'm sitting, I could be surfing in 90 minutes. I could be snow skiing in 90 minutes.
You're a lucky dude.
Yeah.
Well, that's just me. Now, name the name of the hot Oscar award-winning actress who plays a mean flute. And don't say it, Franco. Don't ruin the broadcast with your nasty.
I won't.
Thank you, sir. Reese Witherspoon. Nicole Kidman. Halle Berry. Charlize Theron.
Dan.
Man, I'll go... who was the second one you just said?
Oh, my goodness.
It was Reese Witherspoon.
Charlize Theron. Halle Berry.
And...
Nicole Kidman.
I'll say Nicole Kidman.
I'll say Charlize Theron.
I see Nicole Kidman playing a flute. I see her playing my flute, actually.
Yeah.
Oh.
Couldn't help it.
What's the answer?
Gotta go Nash. She used it as her talent in the Miss America contest, Six Toes and All.
Oh,
Halle
my.
Berry. Oh. I might get as well as I say.
It wasn't the other day we discovered it was Marilyn Monroe had this, six toes on one foot.
Yeah.
I think it was Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah,
that was Mike Evans in Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Please don't forget gift cards. They're not just for the holidays. Anybody, anytime would love a gift card from either one, Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. First Community Credit Union is the proud and exclusive only sponsor of the yard sale. On Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, Paul Warner is the host. He's really good at it. He was made to do that show. It's custom, perfect fit, and it's fun listening. There's not much good radio on the weekends. This is the exception. So remember, if you like it, please thank the folks at First Community Credit Union. Also, remember, this is where I do all my banking. That's not why you should go there because I bank there. You should go there because it's a great place to bank. And what is it that makes a great place to bank? It's a lot of things. We don't have time to go into all of it, but let's name the things that count. Great rates. You don't have to worry about them keeping up with rates and being competitive. They are. Tremendous service. Lots of services offered. Business, personal, checking, savings, debit card, credit card, blah, blah, the whole thing. It's all there. And it's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and there's a reason for that, and you're going to see why, and they just keep getting bigger. But never too big for you. Love to have you banking there with us. Stop in at any of the 40 locations, get some fresh popcorn, get some information, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
Time to go airborne and get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, well, things are thinning out rapidly this afternoon. We have southbound 55 looks great. Southbound 270 still a little bit slow in that spot between Highway 40 down through the Clayton Road overpass in Manchester. They've cleared the crash that was on westbound Highway 30 near Dolores. That's all clear. Everything running well there. 44 looks good. Eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Still have a slowdown on westbound 40. West of the Science Center through McCausland, 141 through Timberlake Manor. And eastbound 270, you're just a little bit slow now from Lindbergh through 170. And this report brought to you by Account Temps. Feeling like tax season might run you over? Account Temps offers professional temporary accounting and finance support to help you cruise through the season. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis,
Ladue,
Glen Carbon,
University City,
Edwardsville,
Manchester,
Wood River,
Grafton,
Collinsville,
Pacific,
and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Wasn't that scary at the beginning? For us to get out of here. Okay, we better run.
A South County bomb threat forced people out of several businesses. What investigators found when they got close.
Debating an NFL future in St. Louis. The questions lawmakers are asking about the state's financial involvement.
The Red Cross needs your help. I'll show you how weather has played a role in their donations.
First at 6, activity at a South County shopping center came to a halt for about an hour this afternoon, all because of a possible bomb.
A suspicious item was hanging on a parking lot pole. Fox News' Rebecca Roberts is live in Oakville tonight with what was really inside that item. Rebecca?
Well, it turns out after the evacuations and bomb suits and the whole nine yards, when they opened that metal canister,